BBC Audio presents The Buckingham Palace Connection and More, a collection of tales of crime and intrigue from the renowned playwright and novelist Ted Willis.
Buckingham Palace Connection, a five-part serial dramatised for radio by Ted Willis from his own novel, with Maurice Denham as Lord Tremaine, Jeremy Clyde as Captain Tremaine, Joyce Carey as Lady Tremaine, Elizabeth Proud as Meg, Michael Aldridge as George V, Victor Spinetti as Lloyd George, Miriam Margolyes as Maria, and Ted Willis as himself. Part 1, An Interview with the King.
Let me introduce myself and make a small explanation. My name is Ted Willis, and I have written the five-part serial of which this is the first episode. Now, I know it is not usual for an author to appear in his own work, and I apologise for the intrusion. My excuse is that I was involved in a direct and very personal way in this extraordinary story, and therefore, in a certain sense, my presence is essential if I am to tell it correctly. Let me explain. You see, for my sins, although at the time of my elevation they said it was for my virtues, I am not only a writer, I am also a member of the House of Lords. And it was there, one afternoon during that long hot summer of 1976, that the whole thing began, for me at least. I was a little late getting to the house that day, and question time was almost over by the time I entered the chamber.
Baroness Ward of North Tyneside.
My lords, I beg leave to ask the question standing in my name on the order paper. Can Her Majesty's government tell the House whether there are any hitherto unpublished documents in the archives of the Foreign Office which relate to the murder of the Tsar and the Russian imperial family by the Bolsheviks in 1918? And if so, whether they will make an up-to-date statement on this matter so that the full facts may be known.
My lords, only available documents in the possession of Her Majesty's government relating to the assassination of Tsar Nicholas II and his family are open to the public at the Public Records Office. It is for historians to assess this and other evidence. It is not a matter on which the government have pronounced or could pronounce.
My lords, is the minister aware that a book called File on the Tsar has recently been published, which challenges the official account of this tragic event and puts forward some interesting new facts? Would it not be possible for the government to make just a general statement as to these new facts?
As I have said, this is not a matter on which the government could pronounce. I have no doubt that the book to which the noble baroness refers is a substantial production, but it is for historians and not governments to assess its value.
May I ask the minister whether he is absolutely satisfied that all the imperial family were murdered at Ekaterinburg? I am not referring to the well-known case of the Grand Duchess Anastasia, who, as many people believe, escaped to the West, but to the other three daughters. Is the minister positive that these are not alive?
No, my lords, I cannot be positive on this matter. Nor do I think that anybody can be absolutely satisfied on that point.
And that, for the moment, was that. The House moved on to other business. I sat in the chamber for another 30 minutes or so, but my mind wasn't really on the debate. A piece of music kept ringing in my head, the old Russian imperial anthem. And I was thinking about the Tsar and his family, and my mind went back almost 60 years to that dank cellar in Ekaterinburg where they were all supposed to have died. Had any of them survived? Was it possible? Still busy with these thoughts, I went to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?